Actually, it's just gone half of high tide, so this is as bad as it's going to get here. And you can see that the River Stour has burst its banks. The River Avon's not very far away either, so there's an awful lot of water around here. Obviously, it's tidal, so the high tide's really been exacerbated by the huge amount of rain that fell overnight. So cars are not able to use this road at the moment. Boats are where they shouldn't be. And the boat ticket area and the town quay sign are, of course, completely submerged. So it's pretty inconvenient for the local people. It's not raining at the moment, but they are expecting very strong winds, which might make this situation worse.
And the ground very damp as well, which could mean some of those trees come down with some of them still in leaf.
Yes, exactly that. I mean, there's very, very strong winds expected, up to 80 miles an hour, all the way over the south of England, gusting right up to Bristol. Now, those winds are strong enough to do some real damage, to bring down branches, to bring down trees, and to possibly damage property, so people are being urged to be very careful, especially on the roads. Driving conditions are very, very difficult, especially with that standing water.
On the bigger picture, though, I gather some of these severe flood warnings have now been reduced by the Environment Agency. There are some improving conditions.
That's correct. They're expecting the weather to ease off later today. But they are still saying that even though some of those severe flood warnings have been downgraded, that the wind is going to be really very strong. And that's the thing to watch out for. There may be sort of gales and rain falling and patchy, sort of blustery, squally conditions. But it's the wind that's going to be really worrying over the next couple of hours. And it may well ease off, and ease off especially into Sunday. But actually, there may be something more happening for Monday, more of a storm coming, so the country might expect to get battered again.